Certain people earn a reputation for certain traits. There's Lady Godiva and her hair, and there's the little Dutch boy's finger. Achilles had his heel. And Daniel Pinkwater has been known for, well, in addition to his love of animals and his wit and his rendering of his father's Yiddish accent, Daniel has been known for being, how should we say, circumferentially gifted. Well, that is up until now. He'll explain.
I have made the momentous decision to reduce. I know I am actually famous for being a happy fat man, and I am still a happy fat man. But for various practical reasons, and because I'm curious to see if I can do it, I have undertaken to drop lots and lots of weight. This is the simple plan I devised. It has 3 points. Rule one, no more. No second helpings. I eat portions one might get in the sort of restaurant I used to shun. What is on the plate is what I eat. Rule two, ratatouille is key. There is no way to screw up ratatouille. Variations to taste are fine. If there's anything in the recipe I'm about to cite you don't like, leave it out. Anything you like that's a vegetable, you can add. This is how we make it. Chop garlic, 2 to 4 cloves, more or less. Chop a couple onions. In a heavyweight stock pot, pour a little olive oil and sauté the onions and garlic until clear. Add a couple of peeled eggplants cut in chunks, 2 to 4 zucchinis, also in chunks. Cover and cook on low heat, stirring occasionally. When the eggplant and zucchini get soft, add 2 to 4 tomatoes, no need to peel, and mushrooms, chunked, and green peppers. A bay leaf, salt and pepper, and herbs and spices. You can use ready-made combos like bouquet garni or herbe de Provence or Italian seasoning, maybe some jalapenos or oregano, dill, basil, whatever's at hand or you think might taste good, you can't ruin it. Cook covered a long time on low to medium heat until it gets to the state of mushiness or semi-mushiness you like. It's ready when you think it is, and it's better the next day and the next and the next. Serve hot, serve cold, maybe with lemon juice, dump it on rice, make an egg beater omelet with it, slurp it up with a spoon. I eat this stuff 2 or 3 times a day, and I never get tired of it. It's jumping with vitamins, has negligible calories, and can just about sustain life on its own. The ratatouille fills out the portions I now eat, which seems skimpy to a man of my habits. Rule 3. Don't eat anything stupid. Obviously, if one desires to lose weight, a chocolate eclair would be stupid. Anyone of average intelligence can figure out what's fattening and what's not. I eliminate stuff that's fattening. If I should make a mistake, it doesn't matter because I eat small portions and no second helpings. That's it. That's my whole plan. I don't weigh myself, try to get moderate exercise, and I don't worry. The weight is coming off. Your commentator has lost an estimated 40 pounds so far. Anyway, 4 or 5 inches around the middle. Relating this has made me hungry for ratatouille, approximately my 400th portion of the divine stuff since I devised my foolproof scheme.
What little remains of Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.